Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the New York Mets and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Mike Jorgensen. Batting second, the shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting third, the second baseman, Ken Boswell. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Art Shamsky. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Dave Marshall. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting eighth, the catcher, Duffy Dyer. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Gary Gentry. Pitching for the New York Mets, Gary Gentry. For the San Francisco Giants, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting second, the second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting third, the center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting sixth, the catcher, Dick Dietz. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Jim Davenport. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Hal Lanier. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Gaylord Perry. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Gaylord Perry. And now, play ball. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen takes first base on ball four. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Jorgensen moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jorgensen moves to third. Harrelson moves to second. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jorgensen scores. Harrelson moves to third. Boswell moves to second. It's 1-0, Mets. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin strikes out. One out. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A grand slam home run. It's 5-0, Mets. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett takes first base on ball four. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gary Gentry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds strikes out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a fly ball into left field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Mets. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey takes first base on ball four. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boswell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Shamsky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz takes first base on ball 4. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is called out on strikes. One out. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dietz moves to second. Two outs. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0 for 1 in the game. Clendenin strikes out. One out. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Marshall is called out on strikes. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Garrett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Dyer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Garrett moves to second. Gary Gentry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentry is 0 for 1 in the game. Gentry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonds hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jorgensen. Bonds reaches second base with a double. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunt strikes out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mays hits a fly ball into center field. Jorgensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McCovey hits a pop-up towards third. Garrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 2 in the game. Harrelson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Jorgensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Dietz is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0-for-1 in the game. Davenport hits a fly ball into center field. Jorgensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Shamsky hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0-for-2 in the game. Clendenin hits a pop-up towards short. Lanier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0-for-1 in the game. Lanier hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Mason pinch hits for Gaylord Perry. Don Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mason hits a fly ball into right field. Shamsky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bonds is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Rehberger now pitching. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dyer hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Gentry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentry is 0-for-2 in the game. Gentry is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-2 in the game. Hunt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mays hits a fly ball into right field. Shamsky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McCovey hits a fly ball into left field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Jorgensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Jorgensen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays. Jorgensen reaches second base with a double. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Harrelson is hit by the pitch. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Boswell bunts towards the mound. Rayberger fields it and throws to first for the out. Jorgensen moves to third. Harrelson moves to second. One out. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Shamsky is walked intentionally. Ron Swoboda pinch runs for Art Shamsky. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0 for 3 in the game. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Ron Swoboda now playing right field. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Dietz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0 for 2 in the game. Davenport hits a fly ball into left field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Taylor pinch hits for Hal Lanier. Bob Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Hisa pinch hits for Frank Rayberger. Bob Hisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hisa hits a fly ball into left field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Lindsay now pitching. Bob Hisa now playing shortstop. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt misplays the ball. That's an error on Hunt. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Garrett hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hunt catches it and throws to first to double up Marshall. Two outs. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dyer is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Bonds hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Jorgensen. Bonds reaches second base with a double. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mays hits a fly ball into right field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bonds moves to third. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, McCovey hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Swoboda. McCovey reaches second base with a double. Bonds scores. It's 5-2, Mets. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 3 in the game. Henderson is hit by the pitch. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dietz hits a fly ball into center field. Jorgensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants 2. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool pinch hits for Gary Gentry. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a pop-up towards short. Heisa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jorgensen for the out. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Al Weiss now playing second base. Tug McGraw now pitching. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0 for 3 in the game. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Gallagher pinch hits for Frank Lindsay. Al Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Heisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heisa is 0 for 1 in the game. Heisa strikes out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 5, and San Francisco Giants, 2. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.